This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Yeah. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance. Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, we'd like to welcome all of you to Rushi High School on a gorgeous evening for high school football. It feels like football is in the air in the fall of 2026. Everything going wrong tonight here on Scores Broadcast. We'll work out the snafus here eventually. But it is a beautiful evening. Feels like a September weather. Wind blowing in from the west here at Rushi High School. A few puffy clouds overhead, some blue sky, sun shining through. A chance of rain has diminished as the game has gone on, or I should say as the evening has gone on. We've got high school baseball for you tonight in the Shelby County Athletic League featuring Rushi and Botkins. Rushi Raiders on the season so far 4-4, 3-1 in the SCAL. Botkins 4-5 on the campaign, 1-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Botkins has dropped 3 in a row to Anna, Lima Central Catholic, and Jackson Center. Meanwhile, Rushi has a big no-hit performance win by Mr. Gubo on the mound, a 12-0 victory over Houston this past Monday night. We'll take a look at starting lineups, have more regarding the importance of this game here this evening in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello once again, Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman here at Rushi High School. Apologize for the operator error snafus. I thought I was on mic 3, I was on mic 2. I thought Brandon was on mic 2, he's on mic 3. Got it sorted out, and you can hear us now here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, a gorgeous evening for high school baseball. Brandon, we've covered Botkins, covered Rushi. We've been at Fieldside for these two teams in action already. Two questions need to be asked. Who in the bottom four in the league will step up, challenge the top three? And for Rushi, the game's so extremely important because the Raiders have got Fort Loramie on the road on Monday. Rushi cannot afford a second loss in league play at this point in time, having been beaten by Anna here previously. Rushi wants to stay within one game in the loss column of Fort Loramie, so it's extremely important for the Raiders. And Botkins wants to prove that it's the top of the bottom four,
and eventually make a push to merge with the top three.
Yeah, it's kind of the conversation that we had the other week with Botkins, kind of when they played Fort Laramie. They want to hang around with kind of the top dogs of the Shelby County Athletic League, the Roushianas and Laramies of the league. And they hung with Laramie pretty good. But, you know, Coach Quayle isn't going to want those moral victories for very long. You're going to want to be able to push these top teams. And with Jay Wildermuth on the mound tonight, he threw really well against Laramie the other week, kept him in it. Just offense wasn't able to get going for the Trojans in that 4-1 loss. And you look on the flip side, you look here for the Rushi Raiders. They have to be able to kind of keep their nose down, win game by game. You know, it's, you know, when you lose a game early in any sport in the Shelby County Athletic League, you know the good thing is you get another opportunity to play those teams. But you know the Fort Laramie Redskins are coming in on Monday, and they have a big non-league game tomorrow night against a very good Arcanum team over there at Arcanum. So Rushi's got some really big games coming up here in the league and in the non-league. They cannot look past this tonight. That game against Houston the other night where Maddox Scubo threw a perfect game, you know, wasn't the most well-played defensive game by the Houston Wildcats either. So Rushi scored 12 runs, hit the ball pretty well, also benefited off some Houston airs. I think this will be a little sharper played here from Botkins tonight than what it was played against Houston. So, and the wind's blowing in, so that, I think, also helps Botkins out as well tonight.
It's been since 2019 when Botkins last beat Rushi by a score of 6-3, so Botkins feels like it's got a score to settle with the Raiders, who've been on a streak on the baseball diamond against the Trojans. Rushi Botkins here tonight from Rushi High School. Beautiful evening for high school baseball. Clouds have cleared away for the most part up above. No chance of rain. Should be a splendid evening. First pitch just around the corner in 10 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenhardtHardt.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
on the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Once again, welcome back here to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, the key building component, pitching, fill up the strike zone, get ahead in the count, make it a short game, easy on your defense. Pitching so important. And to Cooper Underfirth, if he's at his best tonight for Rushi, Botkins will struggle. Meanwhile, as Brandon noted, Wildermuth on the bump for Botkins threw very well against Fort Loramie, a game that Botkins lost 4-1. Trojans threatened over the last four innings, but could only score once in losing that. Pitching so important here tonight. Neither team has been striking the ball really well at the plate on the year so far. Key building components that open the doors to success for Rushi and Botkins tonight. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Hey, Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Ohio in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office in Sydney. Shelby County Veteran Services, 937-498-7282. Or for more info, visit the website at shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. And we thank Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you will smile. Beautiful care means beautiful hair. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Ann Turner, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie unbeaten, leading the SCAL. Rushi in second with a loss, along with Anna, which has suffered one defeat. In fact, Fort Loramie went to Anna and clobbered the Rockets. That's the only setback suffered by Anna so far in league play. Taking a look at the Midwest Athletic Conference, Brandon, one game has been played by Delta St. John, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Fort Recovery. They're all 1-0. Rain impacted action at about 6:30 on Tuesday night and curtailed the finish of several contests. Delta St. John's was leading Coldwater. St. Henry was ahead of Minster. New Bremen did get its game in against Versailles and won 3-2 on Tuesday. Marion Local beat New Knoxville. So right now, Delta St. John's, St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Recovery, all three at 1-0. Starting lineups are next. We're back in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Rushi Raiders on the field defensively. Rushi having won 8 straight districts, 4 state regional championships. Of course, a few years ago, a state title. A couple trips following that to the state final four. In fact, a trip last year to the state final four when a lot of people didn't necessarily think the Raiders would get it done. Rushi improved as the season progressed in the spring of 2025. And Rushi needs to put the foot on the pedal and start developing a little stronger offense this season. Brandon, tonight is a good time to start.
Absolutely, and especially with the schedule that you got coming up. You got Arcanum, very good quality team that Coach Randy Baker's always got over there at Arcanum, and of course Jeff Sanders and his Fort Laramie Redskins coming to town here in Rushi on Monday. Good chance to get things kind of on the right page there. But with baseball, you can't really panic. Maybe around, if we're talking about the same thing in 2-3 weeks in May, maybe you get a little nervous, but you're still trying to figure things out. It's such a short season. You're playing so many games, so many people in new spots, so it'll be interesting to see. Should be a good one here tonight.
Botkins coach, but Gabe Coyle in year number two, longtime assistant for nearly 20 years at Wapakoneta. First hitter of the game is at the plate for the Botkins Trojans, Treg Meyer. It's a one-bounce tapper to third. Play made by Quinn Hoying of the Rushi Raiders, who charged in on the grass a few steps and snatched it and threw on to his first baseman, Parker Lloyd, for the out. And we are underway here tonight at Rushi. Treg Meyer, second baseman, just retired, leadoff hitter for Botkins. Here's Will Monin, senior shortstop, batting second. Hudson Meyer, center fielder, sophomore, hits third. Cleanup spot, Elijah Schuler, catcher, a senior. Jay Wildermuth, the starting pitcher, senior, hits fifth. As Will Monin takes a nice level cut and spanks a line single to center. That ball was drilled, a pounded single, landed on the grass just beyond second in short center. Monin is aboard at first as he cracked into unreversed second delivery and belted a base hit, one on for Botkins. Here is Hudson Meyer with one down. Long look by Unverfirth at first. Monin with good wheels. Throw to first, and he is back. As I mentioned, Wildermuth, the pitcher, hits fifth. Ethan Barhorst, third baseman, sophomore, sixth. Phil Hall, first baseman, a senior, seventh. Landon Cook, right fielder, a senior, hits eighth. And Carter Holzmeier, a sophomore, plays left field. He bats ninth. The count of ball, no strikes, one and nothing here on Hudson Meyer as Unverfirth continues to keep a watchful eye on Monin at first, and he's liable to take off.
Yeah, and he had a real good lead that first time. Looked like he wanted to go first pitch. Unverfirth smart to keep throwing over there.
Unverfirth with a little bit of a slide step, swing and a ball hit into left center field, a base knock. That ball was hammered. Well done, tattooed by Hudson Meyer. A little left of where Monin splashed his single, the previous hitter. And Unverfirth has the second and third batters for Botkins reach. Well-struck singles for the Trojans after Treg Meyer was retired 5-3. And here is Elijah Schuler. He is the catcher, a senior. Widespread stance at the plate, left foot way out in front of the right. He takes a low strike, and he's behind in the count 0-1. Botkins threatening right out of the chute. Runners at first and second. Each player with a lot of speed. Schuler gets one up into the wind to deep left. Left fielder Voisard retreating for Rushi. Back near the fence. It's off the barrier. One run scores. The runner at first makes the wide turn at third and holds. Voisard shaken up in left center. And by mistake, Brandon, nobody scored on the play. Is that correct?
Yeah, nobody scored there. That ball was just tracking in the wind. Voisard hit the fence hard. Athletic trainer Brian Downs out there to check on him and the Raider coaching staff here.
The runner pulling up at third base for Botkins was not the runner on first. It was the runner at second.
Yeah, and he had a hold. That ball was hanging. I thought it was probably going to be caught, but this wind's a little funky tonight. So with one out, it's not a bad thing. You know, obviously weren't able to score there, but, you know, it's going to keep everything loaded here with one out.
The wind blowing from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole. Will help balls hit to left. It gave that one a boost. It was hammered anyway. Skied to real deep left field. Wind shook it a little bit to the right of left, a little more toward left center. Voisard had to retreat. Then he kept tracking it, looking up over his shoulder. Before he knew it, he was at the fence. The ball struck about a third of the way up the fence before the left fielder Voisard reached the barrier. And runners for Botkins had to hold up, thinking there was a chance the ball might be caught. And as a result, the Trojans have three singles to start the top of the first. Three aboard, one out. Voisard still on the ground in deep left center for Rushi. We will take a break. No score here in the top of the first inning. Let's hope Michael Voisard is just fine. We're back shortly on Scores, broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Got a tough break here for the Rushi Raiders. Michael Voisart not well enough to continue. Did walk off the field, Brandon, on his own 2 feet. He was down on the ground being checked out for several minutes during our break. If you just joined us, 3 base runners for Botkins here to start the game. 2 line singles, 1 to center, 1 to left center. And then a ball off the fence and deep left. Runners could only move up 1. Looked like Boisard might catch it. And here is the opposing pitcher for Unverfirth stepping in for Botkins in the cleanup spot. It is Jay Wildermuth, who takes a first pitch strike, then fouls one to the screen, 0-2. Evan Smith is on the field now for the Rushi Raiders. The sophomore, wearing 26 on his back, is in left. A few other changes, Brandon, defensively. We'll get to them here in a moment. Low and away, 2-1 on the hitter here for Botkins, with 1 down in the top of the first inning. And already in this game, Botkins has loaded the bases. There's a ball slapped to third. Third baseman Ferrucci can't field the ball. Hits the tip end of the glove, rolls behind him, and a run scores. They're still loaded. That's an E5. Bouncing ball to third. Could have been played, was not. And Botkins has a run in, and the bases are still jammed.
And Hoing's kind of playing in front of the bag there, playing in a unique spot because the base is loading, wasn't able to come up with the ball.
It was a chopper, took a couple of nice hops. Don't know that the sun was a factor. This is a sun field on the left side of the diamond here at Rushi, this time of day for sure.
Yep, that left field is really tough to play here for anybody.
Ethan Barrower swings, late cut, punches one in the hole, base hit between the third baseman and shortstop. Barhorst out in front of a slow-breaking curve from Unverfirth, slapped it through the diamond, the 5-6 gap in the left side. He placed it perfectly. Everybody moves up one. They're still loaded. 4 singles in the inning for Botkins, and 2 runs have scored. 2 runs, 4 hits for the Trojans so far in this game. Only one out recorded. Here's Phil Hall, first baseman for Botkins. Unverfurth throws a bullet, a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Botkins hasn't beaten Rushi since 2019. Did it 6-3 back then. Unverfurth fires just below the knees. A ball and a strike. 1-1.
I see Unverfurth trying to go a little more with the Ostie. Not so far in this count. But just trying to get Botkins a little more off balance here. They're pretty comfortable at the plate.
There's a big breaker. It's outside, but Hall can't hold back. Strike two.
And just like I said, he's got to start maybe mixing in that off-speed. Botkins is really sitting fastball here, and they've had success sitting in the zone, taking that to the left side of the field.
A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on the hitter. Barhorst, who swings, hits a bouncing ball softly to short. Shortstop charges, only play us to first. Out there, run in the third for the Trojans. Runners move up to second and third. 3-0 Botkins here at the start. Couple runners in scoring position at second and third for Landon Cook, senior right fielder for Botkins. He hits from the right side, as did Hall, who gets an RBI for his credit. Here's the pitch. It is a ball off the catcher's mitt of the young man behind the plate for Rushi. Rolls away. But Sam Pringer covers it up quickly. Nobody advances. It's a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Cook. As Unverfurth tries to stop this Botkins threat right here, it's already gelled for three runs. Swing at a low fastball and a miss. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Cook. Outfield is relatively shallow for him. Infield at second and short, fairly deep. Unverfurth into the stretch. Pitches, high breaking ball, up and in. Didn't get the vertical bite on that one he would have liked. Two balls, a strike. 2-1 on Cook of Botkins. Second and third for the Trojans. Three runs in, two down. Fastball, a cut and a miss. Strike two. It's 3-2. Or I should say 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Cook. That cocked over his right shoulder. Unverfurth in the stretch. Curveball bounces to the plate, gets away from the catcher. First base is not occupied. Pringer has to go toward the on-deck circle to recover the ball and then throws wildly at first. And Botkins gets another run. The runner at third scampers home for the Trojans, who now lead it by a score of 4-0. It looked like the throw was going to beat the runner at first base. Not by much, Brandon, but it was going
to
get him.
Yeah, it was. It's just a little wide because Pringer had to go quite a way to get it. The ball was in the grass behind him, and he had to throw it all the way down there, and just it was a little wide of Parker Lloyd. Good thing Grant Bergman's there to back it up. That prevented that other run from coming home. It could have made it 5-0.
A conference ensues on the mound among head coach Kevin Flip of Rushi and the entire infield. The game started innocently when Treg Meyer bounced out third to first for Botkins. Then Will Monin hit a sharp single to center, a line drive. Hudson Meyer, a sharp single to left center, a line drive. Elijah Shuler then cranked one to deep left center. Michael Voisard, left fielder for Rushi, went back, and the wind took the ball to the fence. Voisard banged into the fence. Runners could move up just one base, thinking Voisard might catch it. Voisard was shaken up, had to leave the game. Bases were loaded at that time. Then an E5 produced a run. A single produced a run. Then a ground out to short, one more, and now a wild pitch on a strike three, and Botkins plates it fourth.
Yeah, now got a chance to really keep it busted open. This is the nine guy right here, so Botkins going to bat around in the first inning. That gives you Jay Wilder move some confidence right there going to the mound.
Carter Holzmeier took a strike, took a ball, 1-1 on him. Holzmeier, sophomore left fielder for Botkins. Feet wide spread apart, pitch by Unverfurth, fouled to the screen. And the count goes to 1-2. It looks like Rushi's going to have to play catch-up tonight. A big four spot for Botkins in the top of the first inning.
And you got to think, too, Michael Voisard's the leadoff guy. Evan Smith's going to have to fill that role now. Or your bench guy's going to be your leadoff guy.
Unverfer throws way up top out of the strike zone, high and wide. A good leap by Pringer to spear that ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two out, two on for Botkins. Four runs in. Unverfer fires a strike. Letter high inside corner, and it caught Holzmeier looking. A big four spot for Botkins in the top of the first. Rushi coming to bat. Down 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Now, Evan Smith is leading off the game now for Rushi as a result of the Michael Voisard injury. Don't think that it was serious. He is out of the game, shaken up. He was dazed, no doubt about it, there in the top of the first when he cracked into the left center field fence here at Rushi. Trying to catch up with Schuler's long poke. Botkins scored four in the first. Wildermuth on the bump for Botkins. Has a big cushion with which to work, Brandon.
Yeah, and now if you're Wildermuth, it makes you really comfortable to be able to throw the ball over the plate, hopefully. And for Rushi, it's just one at-bat at a time. Four runs isn't a lot. You know, it's a good amount to make up, but you got to take it at one at-bat at a time.
And I think Evan Smith, leadoff batter for Rushi, heard your advice.
Yep.
As he just spanked a single to left field. A liner in the hole between third and short, landed on the grass in very short left field. Ball was ticketed for a base hit when it left the bat. And here is Grant Bergman, sophomore first baseman. Throw to first, and Smith is back. No way he's running, you wouldn't think. Down 4-0.
Looks like Boisard's heading out. Think that be possibly a type of concussion type injury. You never know.
Right.
With nowadays.
Got to be examined to be sure. Be careful first. No reason for him to remain in the dugout. There's a bunt attempt foul to the screen off the bat of Bergman. Runner at first for Rushi here in the bottom of the first. Raiders down 4-0 to the Botkins Trojans. Grant Bergman swings from the right side. Sophomore. He's followed by Cooper Unverfirth, pitcher, senior, hits third. Parker Lloyd, first baseman, sophomore, bats fourth. Maddox Gubo, senior right fielder, hits fifth. Eli Shappe, DH, freshman, sixth. Quinn Hoing, sophomore third baseman, seventh. Sam Pringer, junior catcher, eighth. And Leo Counts, the shortstop, a senior, bats ninth. Here's a bunt foul up the first baseline. And as I mentioned, Chappie is the DH for junior center fielder Eli Borchers here tonight. Count nothing and two on Bergman. And I think head coach Kevin Flippo heard your words too, Brandon. He was bunting Bergman just to get a runner in scoring position. It's a long game, seven innings, 21 outs.
I think it's critical for Rushi this inning just to at least get one run.
Right.
You know, just to top of your order, produce a run, relax yourself, hopefully relax Unver Firth, get back up to the mound, and then hopefully start getting your stretch where you can start getting outs here. You want to just get relaxed. You take that punch in the mouth. You say, okay, and reset from here.
Wildermuth to Bergman. It's a strike, a good three-quarter pitch. It wasn't straight over the top, wasn't sidearm either, but it was a fastball, had a little bit of cutting action to it, and it was on the outside third of the plate for a strike three called on Bergman. He's out for Rushi. Here's Cooper Unverfirth with a runner at first. Raiders down 4-0 to Botkins. Cooper can help his own cause here with a base knock. Wildermuth continues to throw to first base. Evan Smith steps back in. Bergman was bunting. There's no way Unverfirth is at this juncture.
No. Unverfirth wants to get some runs back. He's got some payback probably in his mind.
Big gap in right center for Cooper. Looks at a Wildermuth pitch wide for ball one. Wildermuth had a nice breaking ball against Fort Loramie. Kept the Redskins off stride. An occasional fastball, but a lot of curves. He's down 1-0 to Unverfirth. Delivers. Unverfirth swings, cuts under one, very lofty fly ball to right center. The wind's blowing it, and nobody catches it. And it's in for a double. Unverfirth kept running hard and turned first. The ball lit on the grass in fairly deep right center field. It was catchable. The two outfielders got there, looked at each other. It didn't appear as though one called the other off. And the ball fell. The wind, I'm sure, was moving that ball around as it came down from the sky. It was a towering fly ball off the bat of Unverfirth. And Rushi now has a chance to get two runs back. Runners at second and third. One away here in the bottom of the very first inning. Give Unverfirth a double. There's a roller to short. Shortstop fields for Botkins. And, he catches on a fly. He picked that off about 3 inches off the ground. And the runner on third for Rushi was about 10, 15 feet down the line. He's doubled off. Really not much the Raiders could do about it.
Kevin Flippo is pointing to himself. He said, that's on me. So I think he's telling you he thought that ball was probably down and thought he could score off that.
That ball was hit off the back of Parker Lloyd, and it winds up going 6-5. I thought for a split second that the ball might have hit the grass turf. It did not. It was snatched cleanly by the shortstop, Will Monin of Botkins, and then he doubled off the runner at third base, and Rushi's first inning ends without a run being scored, and Botkins leads it 4-0 as we head to the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Botkins Trojans have batted once in this game, and they've turned the lineup completely around. Here is Treg Meyer, who bounced out to third to start the top of the first. He was out harmlessly to begin the game, and then the floodgates opened. Botkins rolled on into home, four runs to lead 4-0. Meyer down a ball, two strikes to start the top of the second for Botkins. Rushi threatened with runners at second and third with one down in the bottom of the first. But then a double play ball, a looper in front of the shortstop was snagged before it hit the ground. And the runner for Rushi at third was doubled as Treg Meyer strikes out to start the second inning for Botkins. Unverfurth looking more like Cooper during that at bat, Brandon.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you'll see him settle in a bit more. He's going to mix in that breaking ball like he did on that first pitch strike there to Will Monin. And he looks a little more relaxed than he did that first inning.
Boy, oh boy, was that ever a bender to Monin. The first pitch had Will Monin frozen. He buckled, took it, and then there's a fastball strike 0-2. Nothing and two. As Unverfurth puts Monin away with a blazer above the waist on the outside third. Strike three called.
Yeah, just trying to get some confidence back here and just that three-pitch at-bat. Nice sequence by Unverfurth right there to put Monin away. But credit Botkins. That first inning, man, they're ready to hit. And they were feasting on that fastball. Now you're seeing Unverfurth the second time through the lineup mix up the sequence.
Hudson Meyer takes a strike. He strided forward. Didn't pull the trigger. Nothing in one on him. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Hudson Meyer, who cuts and he whiffs. He's down 0-2. Unverfurth on a roll here in the top of the second inning. Much better frame for him than the first, that's for certain. Unverfurth swings into action. That's strike three called on the black on the outside corner. Wow. Three up, three down. Botkins in the top of the second inning. Unverfurth strikes out the side. What a turnabout for him. He was razor sharp. He was throwing BBs. We go to the bottom of the second. Botkins leads Rushi 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Yep, here's Maddox Gubo stepping in for Rushi to start the bottom of the second after a long, drawn-out top of the first inning, during which Botkins scored four. We've had a quickly played bottom of the first and top of the second. We're in the bottom of inning number two, and it's 4-0. Botkins in the lead. The count, 2-0, 2-0 on Gubo. Jay Wildermuth on the bump for Botkins. Gets a strike in there at the letters, and it's 2-1. As we mentioned in the pregame, Botkins has not beaten Rushi since 2019. Wildermuth again fouled in and out of the mitt of the catcher, Schuler. And it's 2-2, 2-2.
And kind of same concept if you're the Raiders at the plate, this inning, you know, trying to get a run or two back. Umpher is dominant in that top of the second. And so you're hoping you can back him up with some offense here.
There is a ball skied to the left of home plate. Does it stay in the park? It is on the top of the dugout. No catch possible, out of play. And the count remains 2-2. But the wording in the weather forecast I saw last night, Brandon, was that some clearing was scheduled for late in the day on Thursday, and right on cue, here it is. Totally blue sky overhead.
Absolutely beautiful day. I mean, a little windy, but I cannot complain about the temperatures and anything like that for the middle of April.
2-2 pitch, Wildermuth to Gubo, who swings, and he pounds one deep left field. It's back near the fence. The wind's blowing it. It might be gone. It is a long home run to deep left by Gubo. He got that one up into the jet stream. It would have been gone anyway. The ball landing on the ground a good 30, 40 feet beyond the left field fence. Maddox Gubo with a long round tripper as he ripped a 2-2 pitch out of here.
That ball carried, just like, you know, that one ball Botkins hit. I believe it was maybe Schuller or Wildermuth hit in the first thing. How that carried when Boisard got injured on that play. Man, that ball just went a long way and got out of there. So a nice hit there, and the Raiders get on the board.
Here is Eli Shappy, a freshman DH in this game. Right-hand batter, left foot even with the front edge of home plate. Wildermuth throws a strike. I'm sure Botkins' head coach Gabe Coyle pleased that Wildermuth gave up a leadoff homer.
Yeah.
Not pleased that Rushi got a run back, but fortunately for Botkins, there was not a base on balls or two in front of that home run by Gubo to left for the Raiders.
Yeah, if you're Wildermuth, you just shake this off now. Keep attacking.
1-1 and Shappy make it 2-1. That's up and in. Rushi now needs base runners. Botkins Trojans with a 4-spot against Rushi in the top of the first to take a 4-zip lead. We're in the bottom of the second. Wildermuth whips a pitch in there. Same spot again. And the count goes to 3-1. 3-1. 3-1 and Shappy of Rushi. Michael Voisard, left fielder for Rushi, hurt, colliding with the left field fence in the top of the first inning. He is away from the ballpark being checked on. Did eventually walk off the field under his own power, but he was shaken. And obviously, concussion protocol is being followed. 3-2, 3-2 on Shappy. Big at bat here for Rushi in the bottom of the second with a run in. Here is Wildermuth swinging into action. And the ball is whiffed. A good whack at the plate by the hitter. But coming up empty was Shappy. Wildermuth buzzed a strike in there. And Shappy could not get a piece of it. Here's Quinn Hoying, sophomore third baseman, stepping in now for the Raiders. He hits from the left side. Open stance. Wears number one on his back. Right foot even with the front edge of home. Wildermuth zips a fastball in there, three-quarter style, above the waist on the outside third of the plate for a strike. Nothing and one. 4 runs, 4 hits for Botkins. A run, 3 hits, 2 errors for Rushi. Wildermuth again. A stride forward by the hitter, Hoang. He looks it over, takes strike two.
Loderman's doing a nice job attacking that outer part of the plate to get ahead 0-2 quickly of Hoang.
Here is Wildermuth getting the signal from his catcher, Schuler. And he just missed off the plate. He was aiming for that outside target. Hit the mitt. Just a shade away from the corner. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. That curveball from Wildermuth got away from him. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Hoang. One down for Rushi, bottom of the second. Botkins leads 4-1. Wildermuth strides forward, wheels and deals, fouled to the screen, and it's still even up at 2-2.
See, even something like that, you foul that off, you stay in contention in that bat when you're home, you start down 0-2, you're trying to work your way back into this count right here.
And work the pitch count up of the Botkins hurler Wildermuth. Tried a breaking ball, didn't follow through. It stayed high and away. Counts full, 3-2. Let's see if he can come back and get a strikeout as he did against Chappie. Wildermuth again. Fires, and Chappie with a late cut spoils it. Out of play to the left. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Left fielder for Botkins has swerved into left center for the left-hand batting hitter Hoang, who fouls it away again right around home plate. It's still full up at 3-2.
Gotta love that as a coach, you, Kevin Flip, of seeing that pitch count work up and Hoang being very aggressive here on that 3-2 count, fighting off anything close.
Third baseman, even with the bag for Botkins. 3-2 pitch to Hoang. Missed, low and away, ball four.
It's an earned walk right there. That's tough to swallow if you're Wildermuth, because you pitched pretty good that at bat. Hoang just very, very, very good at bat.
Here's catcher Sam Pringer stepping in from the right side for Rushi. Head coach Kevin Flippo of the Raiders flashing signals across the diamond to Quinn Hoang, who's aboard at first with one out here in the bottom of the second. There's a high fastball from Wildermuth, who's lost a little bit of his command over the last couple batters. And head coach Gabe Coyle, in a second year at Botkins, calls a time. He strolls to the mound. Bottom of the second inning, Rushi trailing Botkins 4-1. Raiders with a runner aboard and one down in the inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, Wildermuth's gone to 2-0 on Pringer. He nearly picked off Quinn Hoang seconds ago. It was mighty close. Wouldn't have been surprised had the base runner Ferrucci been called out. Wildermuth with a breaking pitch. It is away, and the count is now 3-0.
Yeah, I thought Hoang was thrown out there. I thought he tripped over his own feet and then kind of stumbled and fell in the bag.
Here is Wildermuth getting his signal, steps off the rubber. And let's see what we have. Base umpire comes in to talk to the Botkins pitcher and take the ball from him. Perhaps there is a need for a baseball change. One maybe scuffed up a little bit. Three balls, no strikes on the batter, one out, bottom of the second, 4-1, Botkins leads. Rushi, I've never seen that happen before.
He might have been licking his fingers and going to the ball without wiping off.
Ah.
That's my best guess, because anytime they lick your fingers, you have to go to your pants. You have to wipe it off. You cannot put any, what they call, quote, foreign substance on the ball, even if it's something like spit.
Little preventative umpiring there.
Yeah.
And the hitter walks anyway, ball four. And Rushi now has two on, one out, bottom of the second. Botkins leading 4-1.
It's weird, but it's something that you see sometimes umpires call. And it's the right thing to call. You can't let them do that. Because the spitball, well, Jack, has been illegal for, well, longer than any of us have been alive.
Who knows? You might have some bazooka in your mouth, and you might be able to apply that to the baseball. That would indeed be foreign substance for sure. Here's the first pitch, a called strike. Nothing in one, and Leo counts, senior shortstop for Rushi. 2 men aboard. We have one down in the inning. Rushi scored one. Rushi had two on, one out in the first, and did not score. Oh, there's a ball lifted to deep left center field. Ball was well struck, but Leo counts. Center fielder for Botkins goes way back in the alley on his horse is Hudson Meyer, and he makes a very good running catch. Runner on second for Rushi went part of the way to third. Had to retreat toward the bag when Meyer hauled in the long fly ball off the bat of counts. Nobody advances. Runners at first and second, two down for the Raiders here in the bottom of the second inning. That ball was really tattooed.
It was.
Hit hard by counts. Had it been more of a line drive, it would have been up against the fence. Here's a pickoff attempt at second base, and the throw goes awry into center field. Meyer rambles in to get it. Back of the shortstop, makes a wide throw to third. Both runners move up. Third baseman for Botkins made a nice play to Barhorst as he shifted down the line to get the throw, make sure it didn't get beyond. Holding runners at second and third. Now Rushi with a base knock can make it a 4-3 game. Evan Smith, leadoff hitter, who replaced Voisard, is in, and he is plucked in the back right between the 2 and 6 on the backside of his jersey, and the bases are full for Grant Bergman. Oh, my goodness, a base hit here would make this game very interesting. In only the second inning, 5 runs have been scored already, and Rushi's got the bases jammed.
Simple approach here if you're Bergman. I don't think you need to rip anything in the alley. Outfield's playing deep. The wind's kind of funky today to read if you're an outfielder. The ball's doing some funky things out there. Good approach to stay middle away if you're Bergman.
Bergman struck out his first trip. Wildermuth bouncing back with a strike at the waist on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Runners on first, second, and third get their leads for the Raiders. Wildermuth pivots, throws. Very wide curveball. Heck of a play by Schuler, the catcher for Botkins, to save a wild pitch and a run. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Bases loaded up for Rushi. Bottom of the second frame, 4-1 Trojans. Raiders have one out. Here is Wildermuth wheeling and dealing. Bergman started to go, checked. It's a strike. Chest high, outside part of the plate. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2. Bergman left foot way up front in the box. Fairly erect stance. Wildermuth twist to the plate. Breaking pitch missed upstairs, and it's 2-2. Botkins wanted that one.
Schuler did a nice job of framing that. I think it's just off a bit.
2-2 on Bergman. Ducks on the pond for Rushi. They're loaded. Raiders down 3. Wildermuth delivers. Fastball just off the plate. It was knee high, but didn't catch the corner, and it's full up.
Man, he's nibbling right there. He's just off, not by far. Man, but a taller player like Bergman's going to get a call like that compared to a player that's maybe Evan Smith's size who was just up.
Wildermuth's pitch is on the way. Runners were moving at first and second, and it's ball 4, low and outside. And it's a 4-2 game as Wildermuth has walked in a run. Cooper Unverfurth now has the bases loaded. 4-2. In the inning, there are 2 away for Rushi. A couple of outs, a long fly ball off the bat of counts, a strikeout by Shappy. Here is the pitch to Hunt for Firth. Curveball just missed wide. A ball, no strikes, 1-0.
Okay.
As Unverfirth can't find the zone.
Yeah, and you got to think Unverfirth's going to like that left center alley right there is usually where he mainly hits the ball to right here.
And there is a big gap between Botkin's left and center fielders. It's in the dirt, 2-0. Wildermuth just cannot find the strike zone.
I think if you're Unverfirth, you got the green light here, 2-0. I think with your best hitter up in the lineup, in this situation, you give him the green light on the 2-0, even though Wildermuth's struggling to find the zone.
No question. There's the delivery. Waist high, but off the corner wide, and it's 3-0. 3-0, a walk means another run. It's 4-2, Botkins, bottom of the second. We are in for a long, high-scoring game, it would appear. Wildermuth spins at the plate, fires, yes, at the knees on the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Wildermuth bent over at the waist, or I should say Unverfirth bent over at the waist in the box, took a long look at the pitch. 3-1 offering is lifted very high in the air to left. There are two out, runners are going. Left fielder is in his tracks, camping under it, and it's caught out there by Carter Holzmeier for Botkins. Boy, if Unverfirth had hit that one as far as he hit it as high,
yeah,
it would have been a goner. He got the meat into the bat on the ball, but lofted a towering drive to left, and it was caught by Holzmeier to end the inning. Holzmeier with the put out, bottom of the second over for Rushi. We go to the third. Botkins leads the Rushi Raiders. Trojans up 4-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Yep, here we go, top of the third. Unverfirth made quick work of Botkins in the second after giving up a four spot in the top of the first. And the leadoff batter, catcher senior Elijah Schuler, is tagged on the left shoulder. He didn't lean into the pitch at all. He tried to lurch back away from it. It still caught him, and he's aboard. Second hit batsman in this game. Each team has gotten a base runner as a result of an HBP. Here is Jay Wildermuth, Botkin's pitcher. Throws right, hits left. He's got Schuler, the leadoff batter, at first. Throw over there, he's back. First pitch to Wildermuth was a ball, 1-0. Gorgeous blue sky overhead, wind streaming from right to left. Right field foul pole to the left field corner here at Rushi tonight. Unverfirth fires downstairs, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on the hitter Wildermuth of Botkins. He was safe on a fielding error at third in the first inning. Unverfirth's low, 3-0. Hard to figure. Cooper was so good in the second after Botkins out of the gate hit him hard to start the game in the top of the first. Cooper's lost his command here. That pitch to Wildermuth is high above the letters. Ball four, and the Botkins pitcher's aboard. Hit batsman a walk, two on, none out. Here is Ethan Barhorst, third baseman, stepping in for the Trojans. Let's see if a bunt's in order. Phil Hall, first baseman on deck. Batter squares, bunts time for Firth, who makes a diving attempt to the right of the mound. It's off the tip end of his glove. He recovers quickly and gets the out at first base.
It's a heck of a play by Unver Firth, and he tried to get the miraculous double play chance there. I applaud him on the effort. Kind of surprised Votkin's bunt in there. You hope he convert here because Unver Firth was a little all over. You give him that out there, could give him a little confidence as you're trickling down the order.
I wasn't looking at the base runners like you might have been, Brandon, but if Underfirth catches that pop bunt to the third base side of the mound, he made a diving attempt. If he does pick that off, he might have started a triple play.
I don't know if it would have been maybe quite a triple play, but definitely a double play there for sure.
Yep, certainly two. Swing and a miss, but Phil Hall, the Botkins batter, runners at second and third. One down, top of the third for the Trojans, a lead 4-2. Hall looks at the second pitch, and it's a strike. Unverfirth poured a fastball in there, and it's nothing and two.
Now first base is open, so Hall on a drop third is able to take first.
Yes. Unverfirth strides, fires. It is away. I like the mechanics of the plate umpire who just pivoted his neck to the right.
Yeah.
And demonstrated for everybody in the park that the pitch was just off the corner. A ball and two strikes. Unverfirth fires, and it's spoiled to the screen. Good at bat by Hall as he took a two-thirds cut and bounced the ball off the backstop. One and two count on Hall. Two on for Botkins. One down here in the top of the third. 4-2 Trojans. Unverfirth delivers, and Hall fists one down the right field line, curling foul, out of play. That was in on the knuckles.
Hall's doing a nice job, just like Hoing was last inning. Hall's doing a nice job fighting off the two-strike pitches, exactly what you want to see as a coach.
Third baseman Ferrucci in front of the bag. Guarding against the bunt is Quinn Hoing. Here's Unverfirth stretching, throwing. That is a strikeout. A pitch on the outside corner. Thigh level. Well done by Unverfirth. He spotted that one nicely on the black. And he gets the call from the plate umpire. Two down for Botkins. Runners at second and third here in the top of the third. Here's Landon Cook. He's the right fielder. Hall, by the way, grounded out to first, his first time up. Landon Cook was safe at first, struck out, but a wild pitch on the third strike enabled him to reach a throwing error by Pringer, the catcher for Ruchik. Nothing in one count, make it 1-1. A ball, a strike on Cook. Two aboard for the Trojans. Outfield very shallow and right, deep and left for Cook. Third baseman Ferrucci retreats. Unverfirth fires the third pitch in the same spot as the second, low and away.
Just trying to attack here, you know, with getting down the bottom of the order. You'd like to be able to lead off with the nine guy here if you're Ferrucci.
Back on the bump is Unverfirth. Runners take their leads at second and third. Cooper deals. There's a golfing swing and a miss. Cut at the plate, strike two. Two balls, two strikes on Cook. As he went down after a fastball that was in the strike zone, but Cook came up empty. Unverfirth again, break even pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That was a high, hard one. Batter out for Botkins here in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Botkins 4, Ruchik 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, thanks so much to Loramie Brewing Company in downtown Fort Loramie. Fine food. You'll love it. Freshly prepared every single day. It's not the typical greasy bar food. Outstanding cuisine at Loramie Brewing Company. And you'll appreciate the atmosphere. It gets rowdy every other Wednesday, trivia night at Loramie Brewing. Plenty on the menu for the kids, too. A lot of cheesy items, including cheese pizza, grilled cheese sandwiches. It's an outstanding menu, a healthy one. A variety of fine drinks at Loramie Brewing Company. It's a family affair. You can make it one at Loramie Brewing, North Main, downtown Fort Loramie. On the bump, Wildermuth, who gets a couple of strikes to start the inning, unlike the way he pitched in the bottom of the second when he failed in terms of command. He gets two strikes from Parker Lloyd, who then looks at strike three right across the numbers on the outside third of the plate.
You got to be, if you're Lloyd there, a little aggressive. Wildermuth did a nice job of tagging the outside of the part of the plate right there as he's communicating with the coaches in the dugout.
Maddox Gubo up for Rushi. He homered to start the second inning. He hit one that probably measured a good 360 or 365.
Yeah.
Would have been out of here without the wind. It was wind-aided, but it cleared the straightaway left field fence by a good 40 feet plus. As he blasted that ball, a home run off Wildermuth in the second. That was Rushi's first tally of this game. And here he twists and spanks one to left. It's fair by 10 feet down the line. It's going to be a long single for Gubo, who's striking the ball cleanly here tonight.
Yep, very well. Two for two. Way to stay on that on the inside part of the plate. Wildermuth trying to start to pepper that outside part of the plate. Gubo just turned on it, and now he's two for two tonight.
He got his hands in and got the thick part of the bat on the ball.
Exactly.
And pulled it right down the left field line. Now Rushi's got the tying run at the plate, bottom of the third. Wildermuth, the Botkins pitcher, faces Eli Chappie. Gubo's off and running, and Chappie fouls to the screen.
And try that hit and run. You want to be able to pull that ball to the right side if you're a right-handed hitter. Try to get runners to go from corner to corner there and try to set up a first and third situation as you go down to the bottom of the order.
Chappie struck out back in the second. Third baseman for Botkins playing up. That's Ethan Barhorst. Middle of the diamond, double play depth. And Wildermuth guilty of a balk. Runner at first moves to second. Plate umpire is announcing toward the mound what Wildermuth did. It was a shoulder issue as he either twisted toward first.
Yeah.
Didn't make the throw to first.
Yeah. He's got to say that 45-degree angle.
In fact, the plate umpire just indicated to the Botkins bench that he had not seen that kind of shoulder movement from Wildermuth with men on throughout the game up to that point, but he saw that unusual pivot that defined a balk.
Yep. And some might call it, some won't. So I don't think at a junior high level you see something like that called. But you get some of these varsity umpires, some of these upper-level umpires, they're going to call that.
You cannot deceive.
Yeah.
And that's deception.
Yep.
When you make a move that looks like you're going to throw to first and don't.
Mm-hmm.
No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. As Chappie looked at the second pitch strike. There's a curveball looped in the air to short right. Second baseman on the run for Botkins in fair territory. He's got it. Outstanding play. Treg Meyer got on his horse and galloped along the right field line. Picked it off, quickly turned, and got the ball back to the diamond. Runner Ferrucci holds at second.
That's absolutely a great play by Treg Meyer because, you know, that's not typically a second baseman ball. He had to run all the way over there to make that play because the first baseman wasn't going to from where he was standing. Nice play by Meyer.
Here is Quinn Hoying, runner at second for Rushi. Two down now in the inning. Hoying looks at a high strike. He's down 0-1. Outfielder out to the right for him. Third baseman Barhorst is in front of the base path for Botkins. Shortstop very deep for the Trojans. Right fielder for Botkins is plenty deep for the left-hand batter who fouls it out of play to the left. And Hoying is down 0-2. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Four to two lead for Botkins, bottom of the third. Botkins scored four in the first, Rushi two in the second. Wildermuth with a look back at second. Comes home, and it is there. Shoulder high, outside corner, a high strike three. Batter is out. Hoying looked it over. Didn't play it safe and try to spray it off. He's out on strikes. Plate umpire has been extremely consistent in this game. He's done a good job behind home, no doubt about it. We played three full. It's Botkins four, Rushi two. On scorersbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1855. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Well, Cooper faces Carter to start the top of the fourth inning here at Rushi. It's Carter Holzmeier batting for Botkins. Cooper Umberforth on the mound. The count of ball and strike, 1-1. 4-2 lead for Botkins, top of the fourth. There's a curveball. Oh, it's a jug-handled curve with good vertical bite. Strike two. That's a tough pitch to hit, Brandon.
He tried to get Hulsmeyer, tried to bunt there, and then he realized, I ain't bunting that.
Then he skies a foul that's curling down the left field line in the picnic area, out of play. 1-2 still on the batter, Hulsmeyer. For Botkins, he struck out to end the first. Holzmeier swings, and he fights one off and hits one deep to left down the line. It is fair by about 3 or 4 feet. It's a long two-bagger that rolls all the way to the foul pole. What a hit by the batter, Holzmeier. He laced that one.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, he took a pitch that appeared to be difficult to hit,
yeah,
and went with it the opposite way. And it's a big double for him. Wow, what a hit by Holzmeier. You talk about hitting the ball where it's pitched.
Exactly. You're exactly right there. And he had a nice swing on that foul ball. So that was going to tell you the direction it was going to go. And it knifed a little bit to help get him to second base. Now Botkins trying to bunt again up at the top of the order. Trying to just tack on runs at one at a time.
Craig Meyer bunts through a fastball from Unverfurth. Nothing in one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Runner at second for Botkins, which leads 4-2. And he bunts through another one. That one a little more half-hearted, but it didn't make contact. Nothing in two.
You got to get these bunts down if you're Botkins trying to kind of just play and kind of push Rushi away still like you did in the first inning. Not really going for the knockout punch.
Two strikes on Meyer. Throw back to second. Good block by the shortstop of the Raiders. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Botkins with nobody out here in the top of the fourth. And the Trojans lead 4-2. It's a no-ball, two-strike count on Craig Meyer. High fastball. Oh, he whacked at it as he went flailing. Came up without contact. He's out on strikes. Craig was kicking himself on the way back to the dugout because that was ball one for sure.
Mm-hmm. And that's that thing with the bunt. If you can't get it down in that first two pitches, it backs yourself such in a corner.
Yep.
And that you see that high fastball and you think, swing, I gotta get a hit here. And that's just the situation you box yourself in when you can't get that bunt down.
Another good hitter, Will Monin, steps in. A single, a strikeout so far tonight. He looked at a throw from Unreferth down and away. Ball one. Unreferth again fouled to the screen. A ball, a strike on Monin.
Monin's right on that fastball right there. I think Unreferth's got to go to his breaking stuff there. Or if he throws that fastball, he's got to go right out the zone because Monin's right on it.
Unreferth needs to shut the door right here and keep the distance between the Raiders and Trojans at two. Curveball. Ooh, he snaps it off and caught Monin looking. A ball and two strikes, one and two. That was a heck of a hook.
Yeah, and if he's got to throw that fastball, I think he's got to throw it a little up here and out of the zone.
Unreferth to Monin. Low and away fastball, it's two and two. Monin didn't chase. One down for Botkins here in the top of the fourth inning. Trojans hold a 4-2 advantage. Runner at second for Botkins. 2-2 pitch to Monin. Unreferth breaks off a curve but missed it well off the plate outside. He overthrew that one, and the count goes full. On deck, Hudson Meyer, the center fielder, who made a fine defensive play earlier in this game. Here's the pitch to the plate by Unreferth. Fastball cut on and missed by Monin. He goes right through it. Unreferth just overpowered him. Second time Monin is K'd. Here is Hudson Meyer, sophomore center fielder for the Trojans. A single and a K in two at-bats. Runner at second now for Unreferth, who's gotten two strikeouts after giving off the leadoff double to Holzmeier. And there is a curveball that Hudson Meyer swings over the top of and misses by 6-8 inches.
That's probably his best off-speed pitch of the night right there.
Yes. Fastball stroked into left on a line. Left fielder coming on. Caught by Rushi's left fielder. Well done on the play by the Raiders. Who came in to play left for Voisard, Brandon?
Well, that was Maddox Gubo right there who shifted over there, and he's been the MVP of the night for the Raiders so far.
Gubo went from right to left to fill in the hole vacated by Voisard, who left after the injury early in this game. And Gubo just made a sliding catch. Wow, it was a dandy, because if it falls in and gets by, it scores the run for sure. And who knows, it would have been at least a double for the batter for Botkins, but Gubo saves the day. Standout catch. Botkins doesn't score in the fourth. Halfway through this game, bottom of the fourth upcoming, Rushi batting, trailing 4-2 to Botkins here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yes. Since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Well, we've got a poor start to the fourth inning here for Botkins defensively. A throwing error, a ball topped to short off the bat of Sam Pringer of Rushi. Shortstop made a nice play for the Trojans coming in. It was gobbled up by Monin, but then his lob to first was short of the first baseman, and safe on the throwing error is Pringer, and that's how Rushi gets the bottom of the fourth inning started. The number 9 hitter for the Raiders is up, Leo counts. Then the top of the order is following. Rushi trying to put a dent into this 4-2 deficit.
And we got a pinch runner in Carter Haney. I was wondering if Pringer got on, if Flippa would go into his bench or not for a pinch runner, or if he would wait the next rotation. He's not going to. He wants to try to get this lead back or at least tie it up this inning.
Here is Leo Counts, who's flown out to deep center. That was the good defensive play from Hudson Meyer, to which I referred a moment ago. Botkins in front 4-2. Trojans have not beaten Rushi on the diamond since 2019. Trojans did it 6-3. Looking for the bunt. Third baseman charging. And it's a ball to Leo Counts. Well, Wildermuth got the leadoff batter to top a slow ground ball to short. It was going to be an out at first base by a step or two. But Monin short arm the throw. Oh, here's a pickoff at first base. And Wildermuth nails the pinch runner for Rushi. He is out by a mile. Rushi trying to take advantage of a big lead and a steal attempt. That is a big play here in this fourth inning, Brandon.
And that's why you throw over multiple times, because you see that pinch runner, you know something's on it when you're at the bottom of the order. That's why you step off multiple times, even when you don't get them, because you might just end up doing something like that and getting the pickoff.
Here is a curveball. Yes, for a strike. A good one. Above the waist on the outside part of the plate. A ball, a strike, 1-1 to Leo Counts. Well, Pringer safe on the error. And then Haney pinch running is picked off. Ball fouled over our head along the first base side. Press box here at Rushi, parallel to the first base line. Pretty snug to the first base line, about the same distance from the field of play as is the case at Houston.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're just up a little more here. So we got to be quick on our heads. Head's got to be on a swivel when you're up here.
There's a strike to the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on Counts. 1 down for Rushi, bottom of the fourth. Wildermuth fires, fastball, outside black, strike 3. Plate umpire rings up the hitter. I remarked earlier, plate guy has been consistent. Umpiring behind home has been on the money.
And he's called that. He's called that outside black multiple times, and we've seen, I saw Parker Lloyd last inning do it too. You got to be able to take that ball the other way if you're Rushi, so you got to be aggressive at that spot in the plate.
Here is Evan Smith. He looks at a strike right back at the same location.
Yep.
Three-quarter fastball outside third of the plate. 0-1. Nothing and one on Smith. Winding, pitching, curveball, Wildermuth way up top, and it goes to a ball and a strike. Smith is playing in this game for Rushi as a result of the early injury in this contest to Michael Voisard, who cracked into the left field screen. There's a ball upstairs. Good take to Smith. Two balls, one strike, 2-1. Outfield, medium depth for the Rushi hitter. Third baseman, Barhorst, even with the bag for Botkins. Wildermuth throws wide off the plate, and it's 3-1.
Give Smith credit. He's been able to get on base twice. He's got a 3-1 count here. He's got a hit, and a hit by pitch. So credit him stepping into that role. You got a bat leadoff. It's not like you get a bat ninth coming off the bench. You got a bat leadoff.
Yep, he's 1-for-1 officially. Excuse me. There's a high pitch over his head, and it's ball four. Smith is on for the Rushi Raiders with two down here in the bottom of the fourth. And Rushi will try to turn that walk into a run, and Grant Bergman and Cooper Unverfirth are the next two hitters. Bergman has struck out and walked in two at-bats. Smith at first is stepping off little by little with a lead. Rushi down two. Bergman looks at a strike above the waist. Off-speed pitch, nothing in one.
Yeah, I haven't seen either team get the base running going. Probably would have thought Rushi would have with Carter Haney there before he got thrown out. But obviously each team has not tried to steal a bag yet.
Here is the one-strike pitch to Bergman. No, it's a throw to first, and the runner is back. I tell you what, Wildermuth has displayed a pretty good pickoff move. Mm-hmm. When he's meant business,
yep,
almost picked off a Rushi runner earlier. Wouldn't have been surprised from our vantage point if that one was ruled out earlier in this inning. He did pick off a batter. Here's a steal of second by Smith. The throw bounces. Short hops over the head of Monin. The shortstop for the Trojans rolls into center, but Smith, who had slid, pops up and stays right put, and the count is a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Bergman. Third run out there for Rushi, 180 feet away.
And these are clinch at-bats. You're starting to get in the middle of the game where this middle of the order might only get one more opportunity here, so it counts even more this time around.
Well, Wildermuth pivots, throws back to second. Shortstop's off the bag. He does receive the ball. The ball, a strike, 1-1. On Bergman for Rushi. Two down, bottom of the fourth. Botkins in the lead by a score of 4-2. Botkins scored four in the first. 1, 2, 3, 4 hits in the frame. Pitch to the plate is a ball, 2-1. In that first inning, a big boot, an error by Rushi at third. There was a strike three wild pitch, which enabled a runner to reach. Pitch by Wildermuth, fastball outside corner. It's strike two.
He's called it. He's called it again, and I think Rush players don't like it, but he's called it, and he's called it consistently, so I'm giving the home plate umpire credit.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Bergman bent his neck and looked it over, but then didn't shake his head. Two balls, two strikes. Wildermuth throws. Bergman scalds one to left. Left fielder retreating. He can't get it. It's over his head, rolling to the fence. Rushi has scored to make it 4-3 as Bergman teed off and won. Oh, that was a two-iron, a long line drive to deep left center field as he blasted that ball.
And he's been a little timid at the plate lately. Hadn't really been that aggressive. That's what you want to see. I know you're forced to with two strikes, but that's the athleticism that Grant Bergman supplies, and that's why Coach Lobo very high on this sophomore, and he's got a lot of talent.
And now Cooper Unverfirth with a base knock can tie up this game. Two down for Rushi, 4-3 Botkins. A big two-out run scored by the Raiders in the bottom of the fourth. Wildermuth looks at second. Curveball to Unverfirth. Missed the outside corner, and it's a ball. 1-0. Unverfirth, feet spread apart at the plate. Left foot, 4 or 5 inches out in front of home. Here is the look by Wildermuth back at second. The pitch to Cooper way up above the strike zone, 2-0. I get the sense that Denver first open is maybe a little hesitant about throwing a strike here to Cooper.
And they're going to put him on now, which...
How about that? I was reading the Botkins coaching staff's minds.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you see some people do it. I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, you're up one. You're a little bit of the underdog here. But I tell you what doesn't hurt is Wildermuth picking Haney off. And that saved you a run right there if you're Botkins.
That's a very good point. Sure did. It sure did. As Rushi's first base runner of the inning was erased on the Wildermuth pickoff. Here's Parker Lloyd, first and second. Pitch to the plate bounces. Oh, a good heads-up play by both base runners for Rushi, especially the young man out at second, Grant Bergman. He was off and running immediately when that ball hit the dirt, and then it bounced off the catcher's mitt. And now Rushi's got the tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second for Parker Lloyd.
Yeah, and that's a great read. Bergman saw that hit the ground right away, and as soon as that even bounced off Schuller's chest, he was halfway to third. That's a great read by the sophomore.
Yep, hasty observation by him. Lloyd looks at a strike at the letters on the outside half, and it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Botkins once led 4-0. It's now 4-3. Wildermuth 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. Check swing up top, 2-1.
Again, now first base is open, but you got Maddox Kubo on deck, who also is 2-for-2 tonight. So you got to be careful with that. You can't just sit around. You got to go attack Lloyd if you're Wildermuth. You got to be in attack mode.
Here is Wildermuth swinging into action. Fires curveball, missed by plenty. 3-1. He's lost command here. 3-3. Wildermuth way behind in the count to the batter Parker Lloyd of Rushi with hot hitting Maddox Kubo on deck. He's homered and singled. Wildermuth to the plate, and it's fouled, squirted right over our heads.
Yeah. I'm surprised he swung on that. And Coach Flippo gave him the green light there being ahead. Oh, no, it was only 3-1. Okay, never mind. I take that back.
It was not 3-0.
It was not 3-0.
Now it's full, 3-2. Wildermuth to Lloyd. Fastball fouled over the screen. Full up still, 3-2. Crucial at bat in this game. Botkins is in the lead by a run. Rushi scored to make it really tight, 4-3. Tying runner at third. Go-ahead run out at second. The pitch to Lloyd, high fastball, and he can't connect. He took a rip at it. Wildermuth gets a big strikeout to end the Rushi fourth. However, the Raiders do score one. We go to the fifth. Last three innings coming up. Botkins on top, 4-3 over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It's Elijah Shuler starting the fifth for Botkins, which hangs on to the precarious one-run lead, 4-3 over Rushi. Top of five, swing, miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. The count on the batter for Botkin. Shuler has singled and been hit by a pitch. Unverfurth working fast. Misses low, and it's full up, three and two. Rushi scored two in the second. A run in the last inning to cut the 4-0 deficit to 4-3. Foul ball to the screen. Three balls, two strikes. Three and two on Shuler. Totals in this game so far, five hits apiece. Four runs Botkins, three for Rushi. An error for the Trojans, two miscues for Rushi. Fouled out of play again.
Shuler's doing a nice job battling up there. And he's had a nice night. He's been on base twice.
Botkins has lost three straight. Prior to that, played Fort Loramie tough, 4-1. There's a ball hit on a line, deep short. It's in the hole. Nice play. Ball fielded on two hops. Throw to first. Out. Well done as Lloyd comes off the bag to receive the throw and apply the tag. Ball hit by Shuler was stroked in solid fashion, but the play goes from 6-3.
I haven't seen like a hard hit ground ball in a little bit, it seems like. Seems like we've seen a lot of walks and hit balls struck in the alley. I haven't seen a hard hit ground ball in a while.
Here is Wildermuth, the Botkins pitcher. He nubs one to third. Oh, it's in the glove of Hoying at third. Third baseman for Rushi spears it. Quick out at first base. It was one of those, hey, look what I've got.
And Quinn Hoying played that beautifully right there. Played right to his knees, low to the bag. You always want your third baseman to play low to the ground. And that's the reason why right there, play right under two. It was kind of like guys like Scott Rowland did when they were with the Reds.
Here is a check swing by Ethan Barhorst, but he went around. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Two down for the Trojans. There's a big hook by Unverfurth, just off the plate outside. It's a ball, a strike, one and one. Unverfurth trying to stop Botkins with a very quick inning here. That's down, two and one, two balls, a strike. Barhorst is singled, has a sack bunt to his credit. Takes a fastball, yep, thigh level, right down the pipe, and it's 2-2. 4-3 lead, Botkins, top of the fifth. Unverfurth with a high, fast one, well out of the zone, and the count goes full as he tried to rear back and hump one right by the hitter. Wasn't close enough to the strike zone, however. Here's Unverfurth swinging into action. There's a high fastball. Ooh, that had some giddy up on it. It accelerated, and the pitcher, Ethan Barhorst, took a whack at it, and he came up empty. Strikeout by Unverfurth of Barhorst, and that's a nice strikeout total for Unverfurth in this game. Unofficially, I've got him for 10. 10 strikeouts. But Cooper, we head to the bottom of the fifth. Rushi trails 4-3 to Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, red hot hitting Maddox Gubo starts the bottom of the fifth for Rushi, which trails Botkins 4-3. And Gubo already is up in the count. Two balls, no strikes. Critical juncture in this game. Gubo starting off the bottom of the fifth for Rushi, which is down a run. The Raiders have kept clipping away at that 4-0 deficit. And they've got it to 4-3. There's a strike on the inside corner. It's 2-1 on Gubo. Outfield extremely deep and around to the left. The shortstop is deep for the Trojans as Gubo takes a hack at it and fouls it out of play to the right. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. 2-2 on Gubo. Shortstop and second baseman for Botkins talking to each other as Wildermuth swings into action. Curveball misses way upstairs, and it's 3-2. It wasn't close. No way Gubo is going to bite on that. Full count pitch from Wildermuth. Huge at bat to start the bottom of the fifth. There's a ball pulled foul, yanked out of play to the left, hit a mile by Gubo, who's homered already in this game. Well, if that one is straightened out in the park to left field, it goes over the fence.
Yeah, you're right on it. Again, so you got to be safe here if you're Wildermuth.
Wildermuth to Gubo. It is a strike called. Oh, it's at the letters on the outside corner. Third base head coach Kevin Flippo for Rushi turns his back on the plate, walks away, took a few strides toward the bullpen and left. I think probably displeased that the Raiders didn't take a hack at it and try to protect the plate on 3-2.
I think he's a little upset that that was called as late as it was. I think it was a very delayed call from the home plate umpire.
Well, I think he's been consistently late all night long. His mechanics are late. I think he starts saying the strike earlier before you actually visualize that motion. But the pitch was the right height. It was at the letters, and it was over the plate. That's a big strikeout for Rushi to start the fifth. On Eli Shappy, it's a ball, a strike. Now 2-1. That's low and away. Anything close with two strikes?
You got to swing at it.
Yep,
you got to protect.
Yep, no doubt about it. One out for Rushi, bottom of the fifth. Pitch by Wildermuth. Hit Shappy right in the keister.
It's like that extra padding there.
In the fanny. And Shappy is aboard. He had struck out and popped to second. Here's Quinn Hoying. Oh, my goodness. That leadoff Gubo strikeout so critical, or the Raiders would have had two on and none out as it stands. One on, one out. And here is Quinn Hoying stepping in. Let's see what the Raiders have in order here.
They're going to bring in Eli Borchers to run. They're going to kill their DH.
Yep.
That's what they're going to do here because Borchers have been playing in the hole. Shappy had been. And Kevin Flippo, since he's in this fifth inning, like to get a run, like to be able to tie this game up at worst. Coming in here.
Eli Borchers pinch running for Shappy. He is the tying run. And now at home plate, the umpire and Coach Flippo of Rushi going over the lineup alterations. Well, Rushi's got a chance now to get this game evened. It's 4-3 Botkins. Rushi wants to level things up. Runner at first, one out. And the Raiders have Quinn Hoying swinging. Coach Flippo after chatting with the umpire regarding the scorebook modifications, heads back to the box at third, and we'll take a break. 4-3 Botkins, one gone for Rushi, bottom of the fifth. A runner aboard here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. As we return to action here at Rushi, we are here to tell you that Ethan Barhorst has gone to the bump for the Botkins Trojans. Barhorst moves there from third base. Wildermuth, the pitcher, has gone to second, and the second baseman for the Botkins Trojans to start the game, Treg Meyer, is now at short. And is that correct, Brandon?
Yes. Where's
Will Monin gone?
Will Monin's at short.
Well, Monin stays at short.
Wildermuth to second, and then they go. Treg Meyer will shift over to third. They just move a little bit of a triangle right there.
There you go. Barhorst had been at third. He's now on the mound. Wildermuth is at second. He'd been pitching. And Ethan Barhorst takes some warm-up throws with Botkins leading this game 4-3, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. And Rushi has a runner aboard. The warm-up still being taken by Barhorst, and will step out. 4-3 lead for the Botkins Trojans here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here is Quinn Hoying stepping in for the Rushi Raiders, who are down by a score of 4-3. Pinch runner Haney at first. He'll get a free pass to second. A wild pitch delivered on the initial offering by Barhorst. And now Rushi's got the tying run at it second. Down 4-3 with one down here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
And now Hoying here, the approach, I think he's been battling at the plate. You want to see him put a ball in play here if you're Rushi.
A slightly open stance for Hoying. Barhorst misses wide, 2-0. Wildermuth through 4 1/3. Wild guess, Brandon. I would say he probably threw 80 pitches anyway. He labored a little bit with his command last couple frames. Barhorst is not throwing strikes right now. He's down 3-0.
And I think it's patience at the plate right now. The red light for Quinn Hoying, especially if he gets four straight balls here. It'll be that same thing for Sam Pringer coming up.
looking back at second bar horse, and he missed off the plate outside, didn't come close. And now Rushi's got the go-ahead run at first, tying run at second. It is 4-3 in favor of Botkins. And here's Sam Pringer batting from the right side for the Rushi Raiders.
And Coach Flippo is kind of signaling, get up in that box. Bar horse throwing softer here. I'm going to try to be able to attack that baseball.
Barhorst throws, big breaking curveball, drops low over the plate, but had a little sink on it, and it was under the knees to Pringer, a ball and no strikes, 1-0.
Again, bat on that shoulder, he's thrown 5 pitches, no strikes yet.
Barhorst again, breaking ball is hit hard to left, left fielder off and running, it is well over his head, he won't catch it, 1 run scores for Rushi. Here is the fifth runner pulling up at third, or I should say the fifth potential run, pulling up at third. A long double with one down here in the fifth inning by the Raiders. Sam Pringer is coming through as the junior catcher as he really corked one to left. Left fielder for the Botkins Trojans. Holzmeier had no chance whatsoever. That ball was hit over his head in a flash.
Well, Jack, what do I know? I say hold the baseball there. He hits that in the alley right there. Those were the hardest struck balls of the night. What do I know?
Big double by Pringer. And the runner at first for Rushi gets to third. With two out, he might have scored. He'd been running on the batted ball. But it's now a 4-4 game. And the Rushi Raiders are in business. Go ahead, run at fifth. Botkins makes another pitching change. We'll return in 2 minutes. 4-4 tie, bottom of the fifth. Raiders with the go-ahead run at third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Two on for Rushi, second and third, with one down here in the bottom of the fifth. The Raiders have tied the score at 4, and the count now is stretched to a ball and 2 strikes on the hitter for the Raiders, Leo Counts, who is now facing Monin. Will Monin in from short for the Botkins Trojans as Botkins has gone to three pitchers in this game. In fact, three in this inning, right, Brandon? Three in this frame.
Yeah, they went from right to Monin here being the third guy in the inning.
Barhorst was in the middle. The starter, Wildermuth, pitched into the fifth. And here is a swing at a high fastball on strike two as Counts chased it, went up top after it, couldn't connect. He's out, two down. Good pitch by Monin, who threw a riser in there. And there are two away for Rushi. Go-ahead run still out at third. We're even up at four. Here is Evan Smith for the Raiders, now hitting from the right side. He came into the game after Michael Voisard, the starting left fielder, was injured, cracking into the left field fence.
Oh, Smith.
I'm sure it was just a case of concussion protocol, as Michael did eventually walk off the field under his own power. We've got a ball high to Smith and a ball just off the outside corner, 2-0. Monin wanted both of those. It didn't get either one.
Well, Smith's been on base all three times tonight, so he's done his job and actually probably done more than asked so far.
Yep, he's singled, been hit by a pitch, and walk! And here's a line drive into the press box, and it missed me by 3 inches. It just went past my left ear. It nearly caught me. Luckily, I was alert and saw it coming. Last year here in the press box at Rushi, one missed my right ear by 3 inches. My goodness, that was close. Thank goodness I was alert and awake. And here's a ball struck to right field. It's on a line. Right fielder coming in. Plays it on a bounce. It's a single. Rushi gets one run. Throw to the plate. Runner falls. And the throw bounces. And the runner safe at home. And Rushi tacks on two on the hard base hit to right field by Evan Smith to make it 6-4 in favor of the Raiders.
Wow. Evan Smith, like I said, he's fulfilled his role. Then he about killed us. Then he gets a shot in the alley and puts the Raiders ahead by two. What a night for the sophomore. He might be barking for some playing time.
He is also going to be our Sour Mug star of this game.
Him and Maddox Gubo both have played a really nice game so far.
What a comeback, Barushi, which leads 6-4. Evan Smith, the hero at the plate, with two singles, hit batsman, and a walk, filling in for Michael Voisard. Here's the pitch by Monin. Curveball, a strike. It bends in and over to Bergman. Bergman with a long double in his last at bat. That took place in the fourth. 6-4 lead in favor of Rushi, which is plated three here in the bottom of the fifth. Monin looks back at second. There's the ball fisted to third. Third baseman falls to the ground, makes a nice play. His throw to first pulls the first baseman off the bag. All hands are safe. First and third for Rushi with two down here in the bottom of the fifth. Three runs already in. That goes down as an infield hit for Bergman. Here's Cooper Unverfirth, Brandon, with a chance to break this thing open and give Rushi a 3 or 4 run lead.
Yeah, absolutely. Put some comfort with him going back out there on the mound. It being 6-4 right now could really put the foot down here if you're the Blue and Gold.
Yep, Monin steps off the rubber as the right fielder repositions himself. So does the first baseman for Botkins. And this is about as deep as you'll ever see a right center fielder and left fielder during one at bat.
Yeah, he got that left fielder about hanging on the fence, it seems like, right there, really protecting anything. I mean, they got no doubles defense, kind of, with two outs.
Cooper has doubled, skied to left. He struck that ball really well back in the second inning, just hit it too high, and has walked. Pitch to the plate, runner steals second easily. Runner on third stays put for Rushi. It's a ball to the plate to Unverfirth. And now a single scores two, would have taken a double prior to the steal of second base by Bergman. But the count, a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Unverfirth. Feet spread apart at the plate, and he steps out.
And he's going to intentionally walk Unverfirth. That's the thing when, for the second time, go to Lloyd. That's a smart thing to do if you're Coach Coyle. That's the thing when as soon as he took it from first to third, first base goes open. Right coaching decision there for Coach Coyle.
Now, when you steal second, then I think the defensive team is somewhat obliged to take advantage of that situation. Mm-hmm. First is open, and Unverfirth, arguably the best hitter on this Rushi club, has given a free pass for the second time. And the initial pitch to Parker Lloyd is a ball.
You're playing all hands on deck here. You'd rather have Lloyd open this game up than Unverfirth.
Bases loaded for Rushi. Raiders have scored three to lead 6-4. There's a wicked swing and a miss by the batter Parker Lloyd, and it's 1-2, or I should say 1-1 on the count. As I correct that, Monin peers in, gets the sign from his catcher Schuler. There's a very high fastball. Schuler saved a wild pitch. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Bases loaded for Rushi. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth. Rushi leads Botkins 6-4 after trailing 4-0 after the top half of the first inning. Monin throws, and there's a cut-on fastball. Ooh, coming up empty. Good hummer from Monin. Count even up at 2-2. Two on, or I should say three on. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rushi up two. Here is Monin getting the sign from Schuler. He flips one high, ball three, 3-2, and a walk gives the Raiders their seventh run of this game. Runners will be going on this pitch. Here is Monin, towing the rubber, gets the sign from Schuler. There go the runners. Fastball fouled right around home plate. It's drifting toward the Botkins dugout. Here's Monin coming toward the dugout for Botkins, and he can't quite get to it. It was right down below us. Good effort by the Trojans pitcher.
A heck of an effort by Monin there, going all the way to the wall, and all the way to that brick padding right there by their first base dugout. Great effort by the sophomore.
Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. 3-2 on the Rushi hitter, Parker Lloyd. He's K'd twice. Monin would like to sit him down here and stop this Rushi rally at three. Runners going. High fastball, cut on, no contact, strike three. Good pitch by Monin. He had some acceleration on that one. So Botkins uses three pitchers to eventually get through the fifth inning. Rushi scores three, takes the lead. Raiders once down 4-0, now lead 6-4. We go to the sixth inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Well, the Botkins Trojans down 6-4 are now down to five outs as the first batter here in the top of the sixth inning, Phil Hall. slams a hard ground ball to second. Nice play by Rushi's Evan Smith, who gobbles it up, throws on to Parker Lloyd. One down for Botkins here in the top of the sixth inning. And Cooper Unverfirth on the bump for the Raiders is starting to feel it as he whips a good fastball in there to the Botkins hitter for a strike. Then he goes upstairs, two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Landon Cook. Bottom three in the order for Botkins in this inning. Foul to the screen, and it is 2-2. Brandon, when you look at the scorebook, in the second inning, Unverfirth struck out three. He gave up a couple base runners in the third, hits batsman and a walk. Two strikeouts in the fourth. 1-2-3, a strikeout in the fifth. And a ground out and a strikeout here of Cook, who cuts and can't catch up to it. He's out. Two down for Botkins in the top of the sixth inning. Unverfirth gets the first two on a grounder to second and a K. Three strikeouts for Cook, eighth man in the order. And here's a foul tip at home plate as Holzmeier swings, gets a piece of it. He has struck out and doubled. You can bet Unverfirth has got the adrenaline going on the bump for the Raiders.
Absolutely. When you see your teammates back you up with an inning like that, it makes it a heck of a lot easier to go out there and throw strikes.
Curveball low to Holzmeier. He's a good, 6-2 every bit of it at the plate. Holzmeier swings from the left side.
It's a double already on the night. Had that opposite field double earlier.
Fastball missed in. Two balls a strike, 2-1. Cooper wanted that one. Two down, Botkins. Top of the fifth, Rushi's rallied from 4-0 down to lead 6-4. There's a strike at the knees on the inside corner as Unverfirth busted a fastball in there, and it goes to 2-2. Two out. Unverfirth fires downstairs, going golfing as the hitter and not making contact as Holzmeier. As he went down to dig it, couldn't catch up to it. He's out. Botkins is done in the top of the sixth, and the Raiders lead it 6-4. We go to the bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere. Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com. Oh, what a night it's turned out to be for the Rushi Raiders. Once down 4-0, Rushi leads 6-4, bottom of the sixth inning. And here is Maddox Gubo starting off the frame for Rushi. Innocently, he struck out on a borderline pitch to lead off the fifth, but to no avail. The Raiders rallied with 1-2-3 walks, a double, a couple of singles, plated three, and took the lead 6-4. Down 4-3 entering the fifth. Rushi was down 4-0 after the first half inning of play in this game. 6-8-2 by way of totals for Rushi. 4-5-1 for the Botkins Trojans. And on the mound is Will Monnen, third of three pitchers for Botkins. And here is the two-strike delivery to Gubo. It's high, a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Rushi Raiders with perseverance here today. Good resilience coming back from 4-0 down. Gubo swings at a dirt curveball, and the catcher has to go off to the right about 10 or 12 feet from home to retrieve it. As Gubo whiffed, the catcher gets the put out down at first with a thrown strike. Nice job by Schuler as he whipped the ball down to Phil Hall, the first baseman. And the batter Gubo retired, two strikeouts for him, a homer and a single. Here's Eli Schappe, a walk, a pop to second, and a strikeout. Monnen throws, fastball, letters, a strike, nothing in one. Bottom of the sixth, 6-4 Rushi with three in the fifth to take the lead. Monnen strides, curveball in the dirt. Schappe tries to go down and find it. He scraped the ground behind home plate with the bat, but missed the pitch. Good snapper. And had some vertical bite on it. Good offering by Monnen, who's ahead 0-2. There's a hard curve, just slowing away, a ball and two strikes. Don't know how Schappe took that one. Good plate discipline to do it. Here is the one ball, two strike pitch by Monnen to Schappe. Fastball outside, 2-2. Rushi off to a slow start this season, hitting at the plate. Offense has come around recently. Here's Monnen. Firing, fastball up and away, and it goes full. 3-2 on Schappe. Outfield, medium depth. Third baseman, two or three steps behind the bag. Here is the full count pitch by Monnen. Whee, outside and low, he lost him. Was ahead 0-2. Then couldn't find the zone. Schappe's aboard. His second walk. Quinn Hoing up, two walks and a strikeout. Hoing from the left side, pinch runner for Rushi down at first.
And Schappe, this is interesting because Schappe was the DH and Borchers had subbed in for him playing the outfield. And
I'm glad they both can
re-enter twice.
Right, I'm glad it's not so complicated that you cannot figure it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's just, I haven't seen that, like, re-entrance twice. You don't see that very often. That's kind of a little interesting to wrap your head around.
Well, these high school teams, especially D7, you don't have 18 20-man rosters. You don't.
No.
Here's a throw to first, runner back.
I could always say, you know, when I coached here at Rushi, is, you know, you like to have about six guys a grade play, you know, about 24, have about 11-12, 11-13 split. Something of that ideal is usually good for a roster.
Here's the runner. Ooh, takes off, but then comes back. Pitches outside. It is a ball and a strike, I think, on the batter. Maybe it's 0-1. Did Quinn Hoing take a swing at that, Brandon?
No, he did not.
Apparently it caught the corner. Scoreboard reads a strike. Situation is this. Rushi one down. Bottom of the sixth. Runner on. Leading by a score of 6-4. All of that said about roster depth. And I looked at Botkins this afternoon. The Trojans have a 15-16 man roster.
And they don't think they have a JV team. They typically don't.
There you go.
That's probably why.
Outside. And it's a ball and a strike.
And typically the only county teams that do have a JV team are Rushi and Alarmie. But Jackson Center does have one this year, actually. I know they do because I've seen them play the other week.
And that will make for dividends later on.
Absolutely. You've got to have kids play.
Runner going foul to the screen. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. One out for Rushi, bottom of the sixth, one on. Rushi leading 6-4 after trailing 4-0. In the middle of the first inning. Good comeback by the Raiders, who stayed right with it. Botkins got good pitching at the outset from Wildermuth. He ran out of steam in the middle part of the game. Gave up a run in the fourth. Three pitchers threw in the fifth for Botkins. The three were Barhorst in the middle in relief of Wildermuth, and then Monin came on in relief of Barhorst. Monin's on the bump right now. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count on the Rushi batter. Eli Borchers at first. Quinn Hoying from the left side steps back in. Monin fires, runner goes, and the ball is pasted hard in between the first and second baseman into right field. Borchers goes from first to third, single for Hoying. Raiders starting to hit the ball much better.
Hoying has had some good at-bats. He just hasn't been able to really barrel one up yet. And that ball hung, that off-speed hung right there over the heart of the plate. He did a nice job taking it to the pole side.
Here is Pringer, who unloaded a big two-run double for Rushi one inning ago. Runners at first and third. You can bet Hoying is off and running here.
Yeah, they're already playing the infield in, so Hoying could really go now if he wanted to, because the infield's playing on the edge of the grass. Nobody's covering. He could honestly just run now. He could walk there if he wanted to.
Pringer at the plate. Do you dare safety squeeze?
No. You let him swing away. You're probably letting him take so Hoying can swipe second base.
Good idea. Monin stretching. Hoying bluffs. Then he goes. Got a good secondary lead. Took off. No throw. Second and third Raiders. One down here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
I think he let Pringer swing away considering how his last at-bat was. And then if the line keeps going, then he might think about it with counts.
Yep. He doubled, did Pringer, in the fifth. Monin fires. Pringer hits a hard ground ball through the drawn-in infield. Left side of the diamond. One run scores. Two are in. Rushi, 8. Botkins, 4. With still just one out in the sixth. Rushi's bat's really coming alive here today at Rushi High School. Raiders hitting the ball hard on a line. Now lead it 8-4. 10 hits for Rushi. Boy, that's a pleasant double-digit number on the scoreboard.
Absolutely.
For head coach Kevin Flippo.
Their approach has been a lot better after those first couple innings, playing gap-to-gap baseball and having long at-bats.
Yep. Here's a high fastball thrown by Monin. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on counts. Runner at first for Rushi, which has doubled the score on Botkins after trailing 4-0 middle of the first inning. Monin fires upstairs, ball 2-0. Now, that's been the problem for Botkins pitchers from the middle of this game on, just unable to throw first pitch strikes.
Mm-hmm.
And Rushi has unloaded at the plate. Fastball caught the corner, strike 1. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on the hitter for the Raiders. Leo counts. Rushi's got an 8-4 lead. Splendid weather here tonight at Rushi. Wind blowing across the field from right to left. Swing and a miss, strike 2. 2-2 the count. On deck, top of the order, Evan Smith, who's been on base 4 times for the Raiders. Filling in for left fielder Michael Voisard, who went out hurt in the first inning. There's a ball turned on and drilled down the third baseline. Fair. Hard hit, single to left. Ball fumbled along the left field line, and the runner on first for the Rushi Raiders, Pringer, just scoots right around second base and digs hard to third. When he saw the left fielder not come up with it cleanly, he took off and made it. And then on the bobble, the battle runner, Leo Counts, alertly sprints into second.
Absolutely good read right there by Counts. And now Counts gets a hit. Everyone's been on base now for the Raiders. And that I can look at, I think, except Parker Lloyd.
11 hits now for Rushi. Raiders are finding holes. Here is a safety squeeze foul up the first baseline.
Now that's something right there, Jack. That's done there by design. That's not thinking about the game tonight. That's thinking about a game 5 or 6 weeks from now. Can you put that down situationally? Do you have the ability to do it? You know, you gotta mm-hmm. test him in a situation. You can't simulate something like that in practice.
Right, exactly.
That's exactly what Coach Flippo is doing right there.
Ball bunted foul by Evan Smith. Monin with runners at second and third. Throws, curveball, swing and a miss by Smith. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. 11 base knocks for the Rushi Raiders. What a game for Rushi at the plate. 11 safeties, 11 base hits. There's a high fastball, and it's two strikes and a ball. 1-2 on Smith. Rushi now with big-time add-on runs. It's second and third. Keep in mind, just one out in this game. 8-4 Rushi. Bottom of the sixth. Monin strides, pitches curveball, fouled off the catcher's mitt, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Left field, very much a sun field here at Rushi, even at this later hour. Shadows have crept in as a result of trees in the press box. Shadows along the first base and right field side. Here is Monin. Peeks at his runners. Here he comes to the plate. Smith swings. It's a looping liner into center. Center fielder coming on, diving, and catching. Runner on third tags. Alert play down there by head coach Kevin Flippo as he had his runner come back to third. Ball was caught. Outstanding play, Hudson Meyer in center, who's looked solid defensively out there today with a two or three gems. That one robbed Smith of a hit, but it's a tag up, sack fly. Run number 9 in for Rushi.
And that's a great at-bat by Smith there, too. There's nothing to shame about that ball. Meyer made a nice play in center. Still gets the run in, and adds a little more padding for the Raiders. They're going to see if he tagged up.
Here is an appeal at third to see if the runner on third for the Rushi Raiders may have left the bag before the ball was caught in center. Always worth a try by the defense.
Yep, absolutely. And that was kind of a low liner there. Maybe you lost sight of it, and you never know.
Here's a pickoff at second, safe at second base. 9-4 Rushi. We're in the bottom of the sixth as the Raiders have hit the Trojans with three spots in both the fifth and sixth innings. Here's Grant Bergman. A double, a walk, a single, a strikeout. Evan Smith, the leadoff batter for the Rushi Raiders. He's got an edge in the Sour Mugs running.
Yeah.
Coming in off the bench for Michael Voisard.
Yeah.
And then he gets a couple of hits, a walk, hit by a pitch, a sack fly as a sub.
Yeah, exactly.
Ground ball left side of the diamond, and it snakes through the infield into left, a base hit. One run scores, late throw to the plate, not in time. Two runs are in. Ball gets away at home, rolls toward the dugout, and Bergman dashes to third. My goodness, the Raiders have broken this thing wide, wide open.
Nice approach by Bergman. He's been due for some good at-bats like you've seen tonight. And those were really good at-bats he's had the last two times up with the two hits he's got.
Well, here is Cooper Unverfirth. There are two out. Bergman's at third. Error in there somewhere on the throw.
Yep.
It short hopped the catcher. Got away, rolled toward the dugout here alongside first. Although the official scorekeeper might be considering the fact that the run would have scored anyway.
Yeah, I still think there's a throwing error on that.
Because Bergman advanced as a result of the error.
Yep, exactly.
He got all the way around to third on the base hit because the ball was overthrown into foul ground between home and first. Scoreboard shows officially 12 hits now for the Raiders. 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. Botkins, 4 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Monin down to Unverfirth, 2-0. Here's the pitch, a curveball, swing and a miss, 2-1. Really impressed, Brandon, with the contact by Rushi at the plate. It has been solid contact, well-struck balls, a number of line drives, and a couple of seeing-eye ground balls with the infield in, but a number of hits have been belted.
The approach has been really good at the plate, and they haven't swung at a lot of bad pitches tonight. I think the pitch selection has been very good at the plate. Offensively, if I was Kevin Flippo, I'd be really pleased with my team here tonight.
Here's a 3-1 pitch by Monin to Unverfirth, and it's a curveball trapped at home plate. I thought that was ball four. Scoreboard was mistaken. Yep. Scoreboard said 3-1. It was 2-1. Now it's 3-1. Monin 3-1 delivery. Bergman at third. Rushi in the lead, 10-4. Unverfurth hits a towering foul behind home. Count remains 3-2, 3-2.
It's going to take a little bit of a toll, too, if you're Unverfurth as a starting pitcher. You have to wait so long to get back out there. There's been a lot of kind of pauses between innings. It's hard when you've been throwing. I mean, it's been a long game. I mean, it's 7-17 already. I mean, he's been pitching for 2.5 hours almost.
Here's the windup, the pitch by Monin, and it hits Unverfurth at the top of one of the hips. Right fanny or left fanny, one of the two. He's on at first base. Hit batsman, Unverfurth aboard. First and third here for Rushi in the bottom of the sixth inning. And this game was at 4-3 Botkins entering the bottom of the fifth inning when Rushi scored four, or I should say three. Raiders have added four more here in the sixth. And the lead is swollen to 10-4. 10-12-2 for Rushi. 4-5-2 for Botkins. Runners at first and third. Here is Parker Lloyd. Last two innings, the Rushi Raiders have batted around twice. Monin pick off at first, runner back. So far in this game for the Rushi Raiders, Evan Smith a couple hits. Grant Bergman two. Cooper Unverfurth a double, a couple of walks, hit batsman. Pitch to the plate, swing and miss, strike one. Nothing in one, and Parker Lloyd. He's about the only Raider who's had a challenging time at home. He's K'd in three at-bats.
And that's really hard when you're in the middle of the order and you're seeing everyone else hit and you haven't got one. And you might get really antsy up there in a moment like this. Lloyd's got to stay within himself, hopefully drive one in a gap here.
And hits in this inning for Rushi from Quinn Hoying, Sam Pringer, and Leo Counts. 7, 8, and 9 in the order of all delivered in this big 4-run sixth inning for Rushi. The count, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the Raiders batter, Parker Lloyd, first and third, two down, up and in, 2-1. Boy, it's been like pulling teeth to finish this game out.
Yeah, it's been a long game. I think ever since that Voisard crashed into the wall, it's just been a long. I mean, I think the Reds game today was 2 hours and 26 minutes. We're about approaching that in about six innings.
There's a high fastball by Monin, 3-1. 3-3, 3-1 in the Rushi batter. Rushi leading by six after once trailing before. Boy, can the game turn. And it did here tonight. Ball four up and in. Botkins out of pitching, sticking with Monin. Bases full. And as I say that, Gabe Coyle, head coach, Trojans, takes a walk to the mound. 10-4 Rushi after trailing 4-0 at the end of one. 10-4 Raiders, two down, bottom of the sixth. And conference on the mound for Botkins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall off the bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are blue ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Now, first baseman Phil Hall for Botkins. Fourth pitcher now for the Trojans. He's on the bump. One ball, one strike, 1-1 to the new hitter stepping in there for Rushi, Maddox Gubo, who undercuts the pitch. Hits a very high fly ball. It is in the infield. Wind blowing it to foul ground. Third baseman Burhorse makes the play for Botkins to end the inning. Solid job by him as the wind was swirling that ball all around. Hall comes in, prevents further scoring. Bases were full by Rushi, which scored four in the sixth after getting three in the fifth. 10-12-2 for Rushi, 4-5-2 for Botkins. Top of the seventh for the Trojans here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
The Botkins Trojans led 4-3 heading to the bottom of the fifth, and now Botkins is down 10-4 at bat, top of the seventh. A leadoff hitter for Botkins, Treg Meyer, foul to the screen. Another foul ball back as Cooper Unverfirth tries to complete a Superman effort. Seven long innings. Gave up four in the first as he was tattooed hard by Botkins, which labeled him for four singles. There was an error. There was a strikeout wild pitch, runner reaching. And before you knew it, Rushi and Unverfirth were down 4-0 going to the bottom of the first inning. Leadoff hitter Meyer nubs the ball to third. Solid play down there by Hoing. He eats it up for Rushi. Throw to first, out. One down, Botkins, top of the seventh. 10-4 Raiders. The Trojans had been vying, Brandon, for their first win over Rushi since 2019. Yeah. Looked good for a while.
It's a valiant effort to outside that first inning, which they struck the ball really well that first inning. Just have not been able to consistently been able to hit the ball here very well.
And one hit since the first.
Yeah, and they had a couple situations where they had guys on. They tried to bunt.
Yeah, Holzmeier had the big double in the fourth. That led off the fourth when Botkins threatened seriously. Trojans led two men on in the third. Walk hit batsman. But Unverfirth just one hit given up since the first inning. Yeoman's effort by him. The count of ball on the hitter as the plate umpire and first base umpire discuss something halfway between home and third. And I'm not sure what is now being shared with the Rushi bench and Coach Coyle of Botkins in the third base box. But I can't begin to guess what it might be. We'll play on with one down for Botkins in the top of the seventh. Trojans trailing 10-4 after the leadoff ground out by Meyer. Second time he has bounced to third. He's in that twice and struck out twice. Here's Will Monin, who singled in the first and then has been K'd twice. Swing and a miss, strike two. Unverfirth has got him down in the count. Unverfirth swings into action. Fastball, yes, sir, strike three. Monin was late. Unverfirth, a great example of getting stronger as the game progresses.
And again, it's hard because, like I said, this has been a long game. It's almost 7:30, so this game's been going for 2.5 hours. You get tired after a long time. So, I mean, being out there laboring the way Unverfirth has, after really struggling that first inning, he's really put it together tonight.
Here is the pitch to the next hitter, who drills a single to left field. Hudson Meyer cracks one hard to the right of the shortstop of Rushi. It's a base hit. First hit since the fourth inning double by Holzmeier for Botkins. Only the sixth of this game. Ball hit hard by Hudson Meyer, who's got two hits. He singled in the first. A hit for Monin, two hits for Hudson Meyer. A base hit for Elijah Schuler. Single for Ethan Barhorst in this game for Botkins, and a double by Holzmeier. In the count, no balls, a strike, nothing and one on Schuler, with Meyer at first and Botkins trailing 10-4 after leading 4-0. A ball, a strike, low outside curve. 1-1 on the hitter. Hudson Meyer with two hits. Might very well be our Botkins Sour Mugs player this game. And Cooper Unverfirth, Evan Smith, vying for the Mugs star of the game for Rushi.
Also Maddox Kubo, too. He's got a home run tonight, another hit, and he made a nice play in the outfield to save a run when Rushi was down early, too.
Here is the 1-1 pitch upstairs to Schuler. Unverfirth just missed. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Well, we were talking before the game about Will Rushi, after having lost to Anna, stay in the race at the top of the standings or near the top by winning tonight and hosting Fort Loramie on Monday with a chance to tie the Redskins in the loss column. And Rushi has responded. Would Botkin step up? Somebody in that bottom four, you would think, would sooner or later emerge. Botkins played Fort Loramie tough a couple weeks ago in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. They lost to Jackson Center earlier this week, and it's now down 10-4 to Rushi here in the top of the seventh. Unverfirth continues to throw to first, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, you got to go get this guy. It's not a one-run ball game.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Elijah Schuler for Botkins. Curveball froze him. Oh, it missed. Must have been around the plate inside. Didn't look high.
Yeah, it looked right there.
Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Might have been just off the inside edge.
Well, the home plate umpire's getting worth every dollar. Yeah, he's been there because it's been a long game.
Thankfully, it's not 85 degrees. Fouled to the screen, and it's still 3-2 on Schuler. Breezy. Temperature probably has fallen throughout the game into the, what, low 70s?
Yeah, I'd say low 60 or low 70s, high 60s. It's been a beautiful night.
Sure has. Unreferred to the plate, 3-2. Swing and a miss, and that does it. What a gutty performance by Cooper Unverfirth, the senior. He performs his magic this evening for the Rushi Raiders, who come from behind and beat the Botkins Trojans 10-4 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll take a break, then close it out in 2 minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
14 strikeouts by Cooper Unverfirth tonight. He leads the way as Rushi comes from behind and wins 10-4 here this evening over the Botkins Trojans. I'd like to remind you about Schaefer Market once again. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. It's gone local. Everything you wanted on the shelves is there, including Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, and more. Plus, you'll love the new smoothie machine, subs, salads, wraps at the Schaefer Market Deli Sub Shop. And also, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the Schaefer drive-thru. All those convenient market grab-and-go options at the drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at the Schaefer Market location on South Main, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. That's holly@schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, oil.com. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the gas pumps. Always low pricing. Plus, a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Well, Brandon, who are our Sour Mug stars of this game? I think it's pretty clear-cut. Two or three heroes for Rushi for sure, as the Raiders wound up pounding out a dozen hits. Cooper Unverfirth recorded 14 strikeouts.
Yeah, Hudson Meyer's going to get it for the Botkins Trojans. For Rushi, Evan Smith certainly rolling into the lineup the way he did, getting on base four times, a couple key hits. About hit us, too. can't not mention that either. Maddox Gubo as well. I'm going to mention him and Cooper Unverfirth. You know, those three just deserve to share it. Cooper had 14 strikeouts. Labored after that rough first inning, could have packed it in. And Max Gugo hit a bomb tonight. He actually crushed a ball into left field tonight. So I'm going to give a try player of the game to Rushi because it's hard to pick one. And Smith deserves it for the way he stepped in tonight. It was very clutch for the sophomore. Might have earned some varsity playing time too.
And we are thankful that Michael Voisard did not appear to be seriously hurt after crashing into the left field fence early on in this game. He could not continue. I'm sure concussion protocol took place. But kudos to Michael for working through that injury in left field. He did walk off the field under his own power. Good sign to see.
Yeah, and hopefully Rush has got a big non-league game with Arcanum tonight. They travel over there tomorrow. And, of course, you know, look to the one that's been a great matchup here as of late, Rushi Laramie. Of course, you know, Jeff Sanders and Kevin Flippo doing battle yet again.
That's on Monday night. First pitch at 5, on the air at 4:25 at Fort Laramie at Ruchi on Monday. Hey, by the way, Minster is in action tomorrow night against Williamsburg at Day Air Park in Dayton. 8 o'clock first pitch. We are on the air at approximately 7:25 or so. That may be dictated in part by how previous games go during the day. But right now, first pitch set for 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Day Air Park. Williamsburg 6-4 against Minster, which was recently beaten by Delta St. John's 4-1 and was losing to St. Henry 10-2 on Tuesday night. Minster from the MAC against Williamsburg from the Southern Buckeye Athletic and Academic Conference. There's an extra A in there.
A.
SBAAC. SBAAC.
Student athletes.
So we've got Minster Williamsburg tomorrow night, first pitch at 8, on the air at 7:25, and then on Monday evening it's Fort Laramie and Ruchi from right here at Ruchi High School, first pitch on Monday evening at 5, airtime at 4:25. Sour Mugs in Piqua, presenting you this segment of our broadcast, our Stars of the Game. Sour Mugs, located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to Ruchi. Final score, 10-4. Raiders win it. 10 runs, 12 hits. A couple errors for Ruchi. 4 runs, 6 hits. Couple errors for Botkins. Botkins Trojans back in action again. Contest coming up for Botkins. It doesn't get any easier. Marion Local comes to Botkins tomorrow night. Flyers against the Trojans. And then Botkins beats Houston on Monday on the road. Botkins and Houston on Monday. And the night we're covering Fort Laramie at Ruchi. Again, Williamsburg, Minster, tomorrow night, Day Air Park, second straight year, at least the second straight year now. Minster has played there maybe 3 years in a row. I think it might be three. Fort Laramie's back again in two Saturdays for the second straight year. Played Anna there last year. Fort Laramie's got St. Henry first Saturday of May. We'll be covering that game at Day Air Park. Thanks to the online listeners tonight. Thank you so much. Hope you endured our entire broadcast, 2.5 hours worth. Thanks to Brandon Coverman alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Ruchi. Final score, Ruchi Raiders in come-from-behind fashion. Whip the Botkins Trojans 10-4 after trailing 4-0 in the first here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance. Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.